What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Tailgate Sports Podcast. It is a mock draft Monday, and I am one of your hosts, Tanner Johnson, with Ricky Scott.
What's up? Tanner is jazzed.
I am super excited. You know, the 1 through 18, that's solid. That's the draft order, man. It is dedicated. So a little transparency is before we started. Ricky was saying, you know, he's going to pull out a second mortgage on his house, get us press passes for the Super Bowl.
Look for you... Tailgate Sports Podcast on the film. We'll be there.
Did you ever watch the TV show The Office?
No, I didn't watch it that much as everybody else did.
Oh my God. It's like a ritual. When we don't have anything else to watch, that's what we watch. And we just watched the episode where Michael Scott burns his foot on his George Foreman grill. And this is just what I thought of when you said we'd get field passes. He has the intern cut out and draw, like color in a handicap tag to put in his car out of paper.
That's awesome.
That's what Ricky's going to do, is cut it out and color it in.
Laminate it.
Have your kids do it.
Something all crooked.
We're gonna do a mock draft. You know, Ricky, I'm gonna take odds. I want the number one pick.
Oh, so you get the pick for your team this time?
You're gonna pick for your team this time.
No, I'm picking for your team. I get odds.
You get. I will pick. Shithole for Raiders.
You did. You did already.
Oh, fine. You can take number one. No, you can take it. You're fighting about it. You know,
I'm a good host, and I'm a good friend, so I'm going to let you pick your team. Because it's going to be nice to watch your own team ruin your dream.
Yeah. Well, Tennessee Titans are number one.
It's like a heavy cross to bear.
And they take Cam Ward.
No, definitely not.
So the most recent report out of Titans camp is that they are in love with Cam Ward. And it was one of the reasons that the GM got fired.
Because he liked him?
Because he didn't want to take a quarterback. And the new president of football operations for the Titans is a Green Bay Packer executive. And at his press conference said, "We are going to be a Packers organization, a draft and develop team. Cam Ward offers you the highest ceiling in the draft right now. If Drew Allar declares for the draft, I would see him going at number one to the Titans. Just because he has a higher ceiling than Cam Ward, and he's already has that floor of not turning the ball over." This breaks my heart. It does. It hurts. But the Titans are going to take Cam Ward.
That sucks.
Yep. I feel it. What are the Browns going to do? They're going to trade Myles Garrett is what they're going to do.
They're going to trade Myles Garrett.
They're going to get a first this year. They're going to get first next year. So what are the Browns going to do?
So they're restructuring. What's his name? He sucks so bad. Deshaun Watson's contract.
Deshaun Watson.
I don't think he's going to play. I can see them, since you want to throw silly things around, I can see them drafting Shador Sanders.
Is that who you're going with?
Yes, I'm going with Shador Sanders to the Browns.
Well, that really fucks over the Giants. God damn it.
You're welcome.
Why'd you do this, Ricky?
Because I know the Browns are going to go quarterback. They're infamous for it. They don't draft smart. Come on, guy.
Ugh. Shador wants to go to the Giants. He might pull a Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, try and get to the Giants.
Giants will draft Abdul Carter at three.
They would take Travis Hunter in a heartbeat.
That would be stupid.
Absolutely. They need a corner, one, so he would be a starting corner for them. And he could play offense as much as he wanted with Neighbors.
Oh, goodness. I mean, it makes sense, but I don't see them doing it.
That would be a slam dunk, but they're going to take a quarterback. Like John Mara saying, this is it, line in the sand, no more. Like Patriots at number four, Ricky.
Oh shit, this is my pick, huh? Running back. They're definitely not taking Genty, I can tell you that much.
No. No. Who are they taking?
Let's go with Tetrara McMillan.
Taking Tet?
Oh, I don't see him as a first round guy though. I just don't.
Tet? You crazy.
Like, guy makes a couple of cool catches on YouTube and everyone loves him.
Oh man, Tet's the best wide receiver in the country. So it's because he's built differently. He's 6'5". Like, and he's stupid athletic. Like, he looks like Mike Evans if Mike Evans had yak. Like, Tet McMillan has good yards after catch average, and he was the entirety of Arizona's offense. He's going to the first round for sure. Do I think he goes in the top 10? I don't know. Question marks are there.
I mean, have you seen being a bust like Kevin White, Justin Blackman? You know, who else can we name?
No. He is such sure hands. Unless he just gets hurt and is just out his whole career. Like, he has the best hands in the draft. He's 6'5", 200 pounds. Like, he's huge. He's a great route runner. He's got good yards after catch. The Patriots are kind of a free agency. Like, you got to watch them because how they spend in free agency will decide kind of what this pick is. Obviously, like, Travis Hunter going to the Giants, I would assume that the Giants are going to trade up with either the Titans or the Browns to guarantee a quarterback this year. So this would be an ideal Travis Hunter spot if the Patriots, you know, are where they are.
That's not going to deal with a new head coach. That changes a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't change what their needs, but it changes, you know, the draft completely.
Yeah. I'm curious at who they... I think it's going to be Mike Vrabel.
I would have to say so, yeah. I feel like he's already lining up staff for the Patriots.
Yeah, like it's all but... Rooney Rule's the only thing stopping them. Like, they're going to interview their minority candidates and then hire Vrabel.
They're like, oh, thanks for showing up, but here's the door.
Yeah, he's going to be fantastic for them. He's going to be everything that they hoped Jerod Mayo would be. He's going to get the most out of the roster. They're instantly going to be competitive. It's going to be fantastic for the Patriots. You got the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5. So I've come to realize this, Ricky. There's 3 certainties in life.
Yes.
Death, taxes, and Trent Baalke.
Thank you so much.
Trent Baalke is immortal. He is getting to hire his 6th head coach. 6th as a GM. This is his 3rd with the Jaguars, and he had 3 with San Francisco. He had Jim Harbaugh, Chip Kelly, and 1 other guy. And Chip Kelly and the other guy were both 1-and-dones.
Busts.
Then you had Urban Meyer, which didn't even make a season. Doug Peterson, which made 3 seasons. And now his next head coach. Trent Baalke's the immortal man. Honestly, like, they're right here. They need offensive lines so bad. But, you know, Trent Baalke's an idiot. He's a horrible GM. I think they're not going to take Abdul Carter because Trayvon Walker's a solid player and Josh Hines Allen, they paid him.
Get the corner out of Michigan?
I think that's where they should go.
That makes sense.
Regardless, I think they should go Will Johnson regardless of who's available. Like, Tyson Campbell's good and bad, good and bad, good and bad. But outside of him, they have no other solidity in their secondary. So Will Johnson at 5, cornerback from Michigan. Stud Patrick Surtain 2.0. Yes, sir. You got your Raiders.
So with my Los Angeles Oakland Raiders.
You mean the Los Angeles Raiders?
I give love to Oakland too. Not Las Vegas. Sorry. I'm like Marshawn Lynch. I will not be caught dead wearing anything that says Las Vegas Raiders. just to let everybody know, we will be picking Ashton Genty out of Boise State. because we are picking our quarterback in the second round.
Yeah.
Do you know who we're going to pick?
You just have this love child fantasy of, with Dylan Gabriel.
No, we're going to go with Jackson Dart.
Damn, that's early. Well, I just want to know who the head coach is.
Me too.
Head coach, GM, like that will determine wildly if this is Ashton Jeanty or not, or I mean, even if they're Ashton targeting Jeanty's a quarterback.
The smartest pick at this position. Either that, or get Bill Carter for to help out Max,
or Mason Graham.
Well, I'd like rather you, go with Bill Carter. Why not bring Micah Parsons to the Raiders?
Like, you couldn't go wrong with any three of these guys. Because, yeah, the Raiders' offense was just so one-dimensional at the end of the year that no one cared about the run.
We were last in the league, so
yeah,
dead last.
And Aiden O'Connell's a decent quarterback when he has a run game.
No, he's going to get cut.
He's not going to get cut.
I guarantee he gets cut.
Oh, Minshew's going to get cut before he is. He's too cheap.
Minshew's going to get traded back to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Become their new starter.
Yeah.
Ugh, no. New York Jets. This is where Mason Graham goes. Immediate. Don't even need to think twice about it. Mason Graham, Keenan Williams, Jermaine Johnson, and Will McDonald. That's a stupid pass rushing unit. It's your four down linemen. Woo!
Amazing.
That's crazy.
I mean, the Panthers would be stupid not to draft that Bill Carter. But
yep. Totally agree. If Abdul Carter's here, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Panthers are sprinting in that ticket.
Yeah, that'd be dumb. I'm telling you, if the Raiders draft, if they do something stupid and trade away their future to get a quarterback this draft, they're dumb. We have no future.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first round, I'm sorry. I'm going to say not in this draft.
And we got the Saints.
Oh, this one's tough.
Yeah, like Chris Olave, it's a little uncertain, his future. I mean, he's had so many concussions, man. So I'm tempted with a wide receiver here for sure. I'm tempted with some defensive linemen, you know, Nick Scowerton, Jalen Walker, but I don't think they would take Jalen Walker.
So what's your – do you think Lacy out of LSU, you don't think he's a first-round talent at all?
Kyren Lacy, the wide receiver?
Yeah.
No.
At his best, what do you think he's at? Third? Late third? Fourth?
Third. He relies on his physical gifts 100% of the time. And when he gets to the NFL, everyone's bigger, stronger, faster.
Wide receivers.
he's going to turn into the Kayshon Booty.
Oh.
Where he... like super gifted, like super gifted in college, really good, but bigger, stronger, faster in the NFL, he's kind of a nobody now.
I mean, look at all these other bigger, stronger, faster guys that came out of the league that killed it in college, and they weren't shit in the league.
So, as Kyren Lacy's not a first rounder at all. He's a day three kind of dude.
I mean, I can see them picking him. Whatever round they pick him, they bring home a hometown guy.
Yeah.
To fill that wide receiver. Okay.
Let me talk this through with you.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm going to like talk my thoughts out with the Saints. They're one of the teams, Saints, Colts, these are kind of difficult teams.
They make my stomach hurt.
Okay, with the Saints, way too early to take a tight end. Not even considering that. Defensive line, they need guys up and down the whole defensive line. But Nick Scowerton, don't feel great here. Jalen Walker, they wouldn't take him anyways. Mykael Williams is kind of their guy. But I don't think they would take him this high. Like, I think they would trade down if they were going to take him. I like Will Campbell, but he won't play tackle. He's going to play guard.
Get Kelvin Banks out of Texas.
No. Kelvin Banks has bigger arms and is more athletic, has longer arms. Like the big problem with
tackle in college football.
Banks? Oh yeah. Campbell is so good and so sure of himself, but I just don't think his arms are long enough to play tackle. And so I think he's going to be a guard. And so can you see Tulisa Fuanga at left tackle, Will Campbell at left guard? Your whole left side of your offensive line is just solid. I'm going to do that. Will Campbell to the Saints.
Well, they need someone to protect Spencer Rattler. So Derek Carr will not be their starting quarterback next year. He will be cut by the New Orleans Saints.
You got Chicago Bears at 10.
The Bears. They need the Lord.
Da Bears.
Jesus Christ.
Da Bears.
They need. I hate you so much. Is there even a center that's a first round worthy fucking pick?
I'll answer that no.
So shall we fucking just get Kelvin Banks and convert him like you just did fucking Will Campbell?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, you just have Banks and Braxton Jones compete for left tackle. Winner plays left tackle, loser plays guard. Either way, you're just elevating your whole offensive line.
Yeah, let's go Kelvin Banks out of Texas because they need to do something. Someone needs
Boy, C. Williams.
Wait.
He had the 49ers here.
Don't talk about him like that. He just needs a haircut, okay? He needs the faux hawk and the headband back. A little bit more paint on the nails.
Okay. The 49ers are here.
Did you see their list of free agents on their team?
It's stupid.
They need the Lord if they lose all those players. So Travarius Ward, he's going to leave the team for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't want back there. There's too many painful memories. Feel bad for him.
So that was in the official report that was put out. It's not the team. It's just the tragedy, you know. He has trauma in California.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Okay. So they're losing Javon Hargrave this year. I mean, he's old. They're not going to resign him.
Are they trading
him? He's hurt all year. Huh?
Are they trading anybody this offseason?
They do every year, and it's a mistake every year.
Debo?
But yeah, they're going to trade Debo. I think he's gone.
What are they going to do?
Probably third or a late second. Ironically, there's a guy that they could draft to do all the stuff that Debo does to perfectly replace him in their offense. So,
and who's that?
So here, 49ers. Offensive line definitely needs some help, as it always does. Their defensive line is really bad outside of Nick Bosa. So I'm sitting here between Josh Simmons and Kenneth Grant. Like, if you want the immediate starter, huh?
Who are you going to pick?
Kenneth Grant immediately makes your whole defensive line better. Stout run defender, solid pass rusher on the interior. Just elevates your defense because their rushing defense is one of the bottom five in the league. Like, it is so bad. And he shores up that. But Josh Simmons fixes one of your offensive line problems. And when Purdy is pressured too much, the whole offense just crumbles. Ah. Fuck it. We're going to go Arion Taylor 3.
Damn. Dude,
so we went three tackles in a row here. So Ursary, I think, like, he could play him at guard. He's a mammoth mauler in the run game. Like, that's what Shanahan's going to want in his offensive tackle. Yes, he can still develop as a pass protector, but that run game is what the entire 49ers offense is predicated off of. And just let him compete for each of the positions. Dominic Pooney's the starter at right guard. Trent Williams is at left tackle. You could, hell, even have Ursary, like, learn under Trent Williams for left tackle. And I think it would be great. You had the Dallas Cowboys at 12, sir.
If Bill Carter was still on the board, they would draft him for sure. Micah Parsons would say, you need to get him here ASAP. That's my brother and blood.
Both wear number 11. 11A. 11B.
That would be cool. Maybe one could be one, and the other one could be 11.
Yeah.
I like it.
They'll switch jerseys every game.
But we have to pick a player. So let's go. I don't know. What do you think about Nick Scarrington out of Texas A&M? Does he fit the Dallas Cowboy mold?
Yeah, I think he replaces. He's a one-for-one replacement for DeMarcus Lawrence. I
mean, fuck it. Let's go Nick Scarrington. A Texas boy.
Without JT Scarrington, I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
Wyoming. Just kidding.
But Skowerton, I mean, they're not going to re-sign DeMarcus Lawrence. He was hurt all year.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, DeMarcus Lawrence is going to go to Washington. Be with Dan Campbell again.
They should trade Dak Prescott
to the Raiders. Ain't no team trading for that $60 million a year contract.
I would.
Oh, that's brutal.
I mean, he's the best option out there. There ain't nobody in this draft that I'm high on.
I agree. So, Dolphins at 13. I mean, it's very clear their offensive line is awful. Has been awful. And they are actively taking steps to avoid fixing their offensive line. Tyreek Hill wants out. So, Jalen Waddle's constantly hurt. And I don't think he's a number one receiver. No. I don't think he does as well.
Number drop.
So, what are they going to do? This is what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get into the mind of the Dolphins. What would they do? Because I don't think they would take a tackle, no matter how much they should. I think they're going to take Luther Burden.
He's cursed the Dolphins.
Yeah, like, I think Tyreek Hill's out. They're going to trade Tyreek Hill for pennies on the dollar. They need to replace him because Jalen Waddle can't do it by himself. And Luther Burden fits their kind of prototype, super fast, great yards after catch guy. That's what their whole offense is predicated off of. It's just yards after catch. So Luther Burden to the Miami Dolphins at 13. You got the other difficult one, the Colts, 14.
Too smart. All the Raiders trade a second round pick for Michael Mayer. Get rid of that tight end position they need.
Yeah.
And then draft. Well, they need an edge. We have an edge. It's a first rounder.
Edge. You got Jalen Walker. Ignore the linebacker. He's going to be an edge rusher. He's going to be an edge rusher. Yeah. Mykel Williams, Shamar Stewart, James Pierce.
Georgia players are something else. Let's go with Jalen Walker out of Georgia.
Yeah. He's the guy, I think, potential superstar. He's going to be an edge rusher. He's going to be the Micah Parsons kind of mold is what you're hoping as like the absolute high end. But I think he's just a solid all around. He can do whatever you need him to do. And I'm curious as to who they hire as their DC because that'll probably determine what they're looking at on defense. So you screwed me here. I was going to take Jalen Walker right here. So now you're forcing me to do something I really don't want to do and take James Pierce. So that's exaggerated. That's exaggerated. I don't hate him, but James Pierce definitely took some strides in his run defense this year, but he is the pure pass rusher that the Falcons need. If I was them, just don't even care about his run defense right now. You need someone that will consistently, every down, get after the quarterback. And that's what the Falcons will get in James Pierce. Arizona Cardinals.
The Arizona Cardinals will trade up to number two spot and draft Shedeur Sanders and trade Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray to the Cleveland Browns.
Kyler Murray to the Cleveland Browns. You heard it here first.
What are you thinking with the Cardinals?
Let's go guard.
Guard?
I mean, it's hard to pick for their offensive line because I don't know who the quarterback's going to be.
It's Kyler.
I mean, they it's want Kyler. His fucking head in Arizona.
They do, but they can't get rid of him. It's the problem.
Well, they can get rid of him. There's teams that would take him.
Yeah.
The Brown.
give up too much for it. So what you doing with the Cardinals at 16?
Deshaun Watson, right? Contract and what they gave up for him. Let's go Josh Simmons at Ohio State.
Okay.
Get some protection.
Play right tackle for him.
Let's get some protection.
More protection. Avoid just wholesale, just middle fingering the defense. Say, Nick Rollis, figure it out.
I mean, I think they can get their defensive needs met in the second round.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. I mean, you get a run stuffer. Kind of curious is what Darius Robinson and Ojulari are actually playing together. It's like what I've said before. It's D tackle or offensive line for the Cardinals.
But I think those two, those first two overall picks are question marks right now. They can both be traded in for the right price.
In the draft?
Yeah, yeah.
The Titans?
The Titans.
I think the Browns. I think the Browns are going to trade their pick. I think the Giants are moving up to two.
I think you guys definitely have a shot to trade your pick.
And we do. If they were smart, they would, or just take Travis Hunter. But, you know, I'm not going to get on my thing today. I don't want to be upset. You've already said that I'm moody. Okay? Tired? I'm upset? Titans taking a quarterback? I'm not going down this road again, man.
It's 2026. Dreams are crushed.
Arch Manning, Titans number one.
That'd be tight. And then he pulls
it. All right.
Goes to the team he wants.
Cincinnati Bengals. Okay, let's finish this mock draft.
Don't mind him. He's not delusional because he's just naturally delusional. He's just tired.
Okay, we got the Bengals. You know, T. Higgins, there's some rumors that they're going to figure it out with him, sign him.
They have to.
I agree. They have to. I think they're going to go Malachi Starks. I mean, if Kenneth Grant was here, I would take Kenneth Grant. He just replaces your DJ Reader one for one. But here, their safety play was so bad with Geno Stone. They had to re-sign Von Bell, and it got Anarumo fired. So I think Malachi Starks to the Cincinnati Bengals at 17.
Can I say something before I make my pick?
Yes.
So, for some weird reason, I have a feeling that, you know, they haven't worked out a deal with Ja'Marr Chase yet. I can see them both sitting down because they both complement each other's game.
Yeah.
And, you know, signing a deal at the same time that's friendly enough to keep, you know, Higgins and suffice Ja'Marr Chase.
I don't think either. I don't think they're going to take a pay cut to play together.
You don't think so?
No, I think they both won over $30
million. Let's see, brother.
Ja'Marr Chase will reset the wide receiver market. It'll be like $35, $36 million. T. Higgins will probably get 30 somewhere. Free agency will let him get $30
million. Maybe they've been taking pay cuts this year. I mean, recently.
Wide receivers?
I don't know about wide receivers. They're selfish.
No, that's why. That's why. They're wide receivers. They're going to take the money. And I don't blame him at all. But, okay.
Seattle Seahawks. Fuck, who the hell are they taking?
I don't know. What are you thinking? What position group? We can kind of discuss it.
Is Leonard Williams going to be there next year?
Yeah, he's signed through next year.
I know, but do they want him? Are they going to trade him?
Oh, I think they're going to keep him. If they get rid of him, that screws over their defense.
Yeah.
I just think their offensive line was so bad this year.
Let's go offensive tackle.
West Virginia offensive tackle. Come on. Get your draft game, bro.
Cameron Williams out of Texas. You're welcome.
He's the Amarius Mims of this draft.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, like stupid athletic, just hasn't played a ton. Like all the potential in the world. So he's like a wild card on where he could get picked.
Coach him up, Seattle. Coach him up.
So, I like that. Worst case, he plays guard. Massive guard. Like really solid. Moves really well. You can plan a whole run game behind him and Charles Cross. It's fantastic. So I'm glad you didn't take Wyatt Millen, because I'm taking him for the Houston Texans.
Yes, you are, sir.
Again, worst case scenario, he plays guard, makes their offensive line better. They can run behind Wyatt Millen. Their left guard spot actively destroyed the entire team. Best case, he's your right tackle of the future. It's awesome. But they want, you know, Blake Fisher to work out there. Wyatt Millen can play guard. Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos do something very stupid and draft Tez Johnson. First round. Just kidding.
They trade for Tyreek Hill.
Whoa. Fuck no. Don't do that to me.
That's who I'm watching.
I hate you. Yeah, they're not drafting. Who are they taking? The first round.
They're not?
No, they're definitely
what
not.
What are they doing?
They're going with the safety.
Safety in the first to round.
Wrap up that defense. Like Xavier Watts.
Let me add corners over here. On Xavier Watts, you think he's a first round safety?
Fuck no. Man, I don't know. Who the fuck? This is a hard one.
The Broncos are hard. If you're not taking a wide receiver.
Their defense is not bad. And I don't want to take a Mika Ikpuka in the first round. I mean, not right here.
Can I give you a recommendation?
Let's hear your recommendation. I'm going to phone a friend.
So, tight end has always been really important to Sean Payton. And honestly, with where they're sitting in the draft, they're probably going to be pick 20. I don't know what else they can take because their corners are good. Like, even though like Patrick Surtain's amazing, their other corners can be beat up on. But
are they going to draft a corner that's a game changer like that?
No, they're not. And so with that, I then flip to the offense. Wide receiver, if Luther Burden was here, I'd take Luther Burden. But in our draft scenario, Luther Burden is not here. So now I'm looking at this going, okay, Colson Loveland, you know, tight end, Michigan, super good receiver. Didn't have a good contested catch rate this year. Kind of an okay blocker. 6'5", 245 pounds.
I have a question for you. Why is running back not up there for them?
Because Sean Payton always runs at a committee. I think they're going to take a running back later in the draft.
Yeah.
But he always has like four guys.
ASU. First round.
So my thoughts for the Broncos is Colson Loveland right there.
Tight end in the first round?
Yeah, I think there's two that could potentially go in the first round. I would not go Colson Loveland.
Booty out of Michigan, too, and he fucking was a bust.
Who?
They drafted Booty, what, 3 or 4 years ago? Tight end, not first round, but they got a tight end out of Michigan.
No, Colson Loveland's like receiver tight end.
Oh.
Like he's going to be a big receiver in the slot.
He ain't breaking no records like Brock Bowers.
No one's going to break Brock Bowers' records. So I'm leaning Loveland just because Tyler Warren is fun to think about, but I just don't think they would do a Tyler Warren just as a Sean Payton preference.
Let's go Loveland, then. Let's shake it up.
Colson Loveland to the Denver Broncos. Maybe all right, Jimmy Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
But, you know, we'll make it work.
Yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, they're going edge. I think it's pretty easy. Ironically, like, their secondary can't cover anyone long enough for their edge to get home, but their edge doesn't get home fast enough to help their secondary, so it's just like a constant spiral, making their defense bad. I think they go Shamar Stewart. I think they do. Just because he's the rare, he's 6'6", 290 pounds as an edge rusher. He's just as athletic as Mykel Williams. He's just bigger.
Yeah, but then Georgia defensive line players.
I think Shamar Stewart fits kind of their mold of what they like to do. And he has the upside of Mykel Williams as well. Yeah, like, the Steelers.
Look at all the easy ones.
Who you got for the Steelers?
Let's go to defensive backs. Steelers are always fucking...
Who you thinking?
Who fits that Steelers mold the most? Let's go with Benjamin Morrison.
Yeah. He's going to be so divisive. Should he be here? Absolutely. But
Joey Porter Jr.?
It's his hip injury. He had surgery on his hip. His medical exam is going to be huge to determine if he's a first round guy or a late round guy.
When's that supposed to come out?
The combine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be interesting. He's polarizing right now.
There you go.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Here's where your Penn State tight end could come off.
Yeah, no. No.
The Los Angeles Rams.
So their defensive line is studs. They can figure out their offense. I think this is a Trey Amos destination, a Jahdae Barron destination, or a Siobhan Revelle destination. Okay. I think it's going to be a Trey Amos, and because they need a starting corner and they just need solidity, like a good starting caliber starting corner. And I think that's what Trey Amos gives you. Packers, 24.
Man, they got so much youth at wide receiver.
Yep.
But do they have a strong... I mean, their wide receivers are such... Like, every single one's a question mark.
Christian Watson's always hurt. Jaden Reed can't beat man coverage. Dontavian Wicks is bricks for hands. Romeo Dobbs is just hot and cold.
He's just his own enemy.
So, like, they all have very specific issues that are all different.
Let's go with Emeka Igbuka. Maybe he can bring some solidity to that wide receiver.
I like it. I like it. He can beat man coverage. He can always get open. He's good enough with his athleticism. He's, like, super smart. I think he would vibe with Matt LaFleur super well.
I could see the Packers trading away one of those young wide receivers to the Jets to get Davante Adams back on the Packers.
Yeah, I don't know. Davante might retire if Aaron Rodgers retires.
No, they haven't. He doesn't have his Twilight tour in Green Bay.
So... we have the Chargers here, 25. You know, Khalil Mack's a free agent. Okay, Joey Bosa isn't what he was. Puna Ford's a free agent, but I think they're going to try and re-sign him. Secondary's really good. They need a new running back, but I'm not going to take one here.
Cam Scatabo?
Him and Cam Scatabo and friggin' Jim Harbaugh would be like headbutting each other in the locker room.
Do you think Cam Scatabo's a first-round talent?
No.
No.
No. No way.
He's the second best running back in the draft this year.
He runs like a snail.
But he bounces off like a dream.
He bounces off like a dream, man. But running like a snail, someone big is going to hit him.
That dude falls in 8 yards.
Like, I think he is awesome. There's just something to just being able to not get taken down.
He can run.
So I agree.
Catch. Bro, fuck, you want him to punt, he can punt.
But he's never going to – he is going to be Tyler Algier for the Falcons.
Don't ever just
– said this from the beginning. But, yes, he's got great vision, awesome receiver out of the backfield, super good contact balance. But he can't get away from anyone. And it only gets more difficult at the NFL. So, Scatabo.
Hate you so much.
Damn it. Scatabo.
Scatabo the first fucking round. Let's go.
God damn it. I want to see the Jim Harbaugh Cam Scatabo in the locker room, just headbutting each other, fist bumping. Yeah!
I think Harbaugh would have a hard on for Cam Scatabo.
Both doing roids together.
Guy, man. If you want to milk the damn clock, you're getting Cam Scatabo.
They're both popping smelling salts at the same time, screaming at each other.
Wide receivers. No, we're going edge. I kill Williams. To the Commanders.
Super easy.
They'd be dumb not to. They need defense help.
Yeah, anything on defense.
Anything.
So, Baltimore Ravens. I think for me, this is an easy pick. They're going to take Jahdae Barron.
Oh, like it.
Because you got Kyle Hamilton, chess piece on your defense. Marlon Humphrey, slot or out wide. Jahdae Barron, corner, safety, whatever you need him to play. He's
there. Is the running back on a one-year deal with the Vikings?
Jones, yeah.
They're going to re-sign him.
I think so, too.
Let's go guard. You hate that pick.
It's so early. It's so early.
Okay, they're not going guard. Let's go. Yeah, Kenneth Grant on Michigan. That's jeez. Yeah. I don't think they need him right now in the first round. Not in the first round.
Yeah, I just think they need more dudes. I agree. Offensive line needs help.
But they can probably address that in the second round, right?
Yeah. That's why I would go Kenneth Grant here, shore up your defensive line.
I like it.
So Buffalo Bills, 29.
They didn't win the Super Bowl?
No. Run into that brick wall that is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs ain't winning the Super Bowl this year.
I don't think so either. But Bills can't beat the Chiefs, so All right.
It's fun to dream.
Bills, let's look at corner. You got Siavonne Revell. Big, lengthy stud. But he's hurt. Doesn't help you right now. They're in the business of picking guys that help right now. Okay. Defensive line. It's most likely where they're going to lead. So
they want
I think they're going to go. What?
They want a Gamecock.
They're going Walter Nolan. Stud. Super good edge rusher. Or super good pass rusher. But he can play up and down. Throw him on the edge if you want. A couple plays. Super good. Love Walter Nolan. He's kind of my guy. This draft.
What wide receivers do we have that are first round worthy? And they don't need a wide receiver.
Ayo Maynard, he's solid, but he's not special. Savion Williams isn't a first round guy. No one else is a first round guy.
There are no first round guards.
Yeah, Revell.
He's hurt, like you said.
You got Darius Slay, though.
Yeah, let's go with Revell.
I like that one. Get him a year to just recover. You got Mitchell, DeJean.
I mean, that could be nice.
Revell.
They could, like you said, they could give him the year to recover, fully recover.
And Slay's been kind of in and out. They have Keely Ringo and Eli Ricks. That neither one of them is keeping you from taking Revell.
The Kansas City Chiefs at 31.
Yep.
What in the hell?
They lost their last game and Lions took the 32nd pick. Strength of schedule, man. Okay. Chiefs. Edge, always a need for the Chiefs. They don't have enough edge help. Tackle, obviously, but obviously there's no tackles available right here. Guard, they could lose Trey Smith, but I think they're fine with that. This is who I want.
But why? They got Noah Gray. They got fucking...
Yeah, that's my problem is that Noah Gray's producing, but Tyler Warren's special.
He's old.
He's special.
Hot take. Travis Kelce retires. They draft Tyler Warren.
Instant replacement. Plus, he's a really good blocker.
And like Travis Kelce's not.
No, he is not. Like play him in line. It could be the Michael Mayer to Travis Kelce's Brock Bowers. Except that's putting shade on Brock Bowers' blocking, because Brock Bowers actually is a fantastic blocker. Tyler Warren.
You don't have to block when you got Michael Mayer.
Detroit Lions at pick 32.
The Detroit Lions select. The fuck do they need?
This is who they need.
That's who they need. Jack Sawyer out of Ohio State.
Yes.
At 32?
Yes. Jack Sawyer. He had four deflected passes alone against Oregon.
Okay, let's go Jack Sawyer.
It's like it's like one of those dumb made-for-TV movies. You got Aiden Hutchinson, the Michigan legend, with Jack Sawyer, Ohio State all-timer. Could you imagine? Like the two the rivals coming together and just being a dominant force.
Drew LR?
If he enters the draft, I just don't know if he's entering the draft.
Such a question mark for these guys.
If he enters the draft, he's the third pick, or he's a Raider. He's one of the two, Giants or Raiders. All right. So, our draft is over. We got the Titans taking Cam Ward, quarterback at Miami. Browns, Shedeur Sanders. Giants, Travis Hunter. Patriots, Ted McMillan. Jaguars, Will Johnson. Raiders, Ashton Jeanty. Jets, 7, taking Mason Graham. Abdul Carter going to the Panthers. The Saints taking Will Campbell. The Bears taking Kelvin Banks Jr. And that is our top 10 of our latest mock draft. To see the rest, you got to go to our socials. We're going to post this to our socials so you guys can see it. And you know, with a link to the podcast, because we love you guys.
We do love you guys.
Got any last thoughts on our mock draft?
I mean, of course, we're still going to have some shakeup from, what, 18 down? Or 19 and down?
19.
So. Just pay attention for that. There's going to be something crazy is going to happen in the early first couple of picks.
I think. I
don't know what it's going to be.
The next mock draft we do, we're going to start doing trades.
Oh, I like that.
Because the Browns, I don't think, are going to be at 2.
I don't think you guys are going to be at 1.
Myles Garrett, he's going to do something. He's going to go to a contender. Chargers, Commanders. He's going to go to someone. So I'm curious of that. Anyway, guys, thanks everyone for listening. Again, please show us some support by rating, commenting, subscribing, and sharing. Follow us on TikTok at Tailgate Sports Podcast and Instagram at Tailgate Sports Podcast 24. We got something super exciting. We're going to start doing some high school head coach interviews. Start getting these out to you guys. Get a little spotlight on some local head coaches doing fantastic things for our youth football leagues, and get them to spotlight a couple of their players that they definitely think are flying under the radar recruiting wise. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Catch you on the next one, guys.